Last week, a billboard in Murphy made national headlines after detractors called it racist. It stayed up through the weekend, a weekend that saw two mass shootings in Texas and Ohio that left more than 30 people dead. A day after those shootings, gun rights advocates gathered in support of the billboard and the gun shop which put it up. At a gas station parking lot on Highway 64, a crowd of over 30 people gathered Sunday afternoon to show their support for the now infamous Four Horsemen billboard put up by Cherokee Guns. Many wore Trump 2020 or Don't Tread on Me t-shirts and carried American flags. Store owner Doc Wachala said he's still glad he put up the billboard.
It did its intended job. I mean, it drove traffic. It woke up a lot of people.
This gathering was planned before this weekend's mass shootings. The billboard depicts four Democratic congresswomen that President Trump told to go back to their countries. Critics called those comments and this billboard racist. Wachala says the billboard will come down.
It is coming down this week only due to the amount of stress it's putting on a lot of people. We're getting death threats to Cherokee Guns. I mean, our president's getting death threats, which is really ridiculous.
Deborah Sanders of Murphy says those threats are one of the reasons she came out to support the billboard.
There's no racism in there whatsoever, and for death threats, that's absolutely ridiculous. And if that's what liberals are considering tolerance, shame on them.
Elaine Buckley and her husband Pete drove up from Blairsville, Georgia to be a part of the gathering. Elaine thinks there were fewer supporters because of the mass shootings over the weekend, but she isn't worried about any potential violence.
I pack and carry every day. I'm locked and loaded.
Do you have your gun on you right now?
I have two.
Elaine shows me where she keeps the gun in her waistband.
So I have a .38 here, and I have a .380 in my purse.
Elaine says she's had a conceal and carry permit since the 1990s when her house in upstate New York was burglarized. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.